We're Metro Morning. It's November 9th. It's Wednesday. I'm Andy Berry. Good morning. So in and among the 15 zillion faxes we got yesterday came this one from the Prime Minister's office, noting that there would be a photo op at Jane and Finch today. So we called the man who puts together the website for the neighborhood to ask him what he thought. It was news to him. He had no idea, and it was even news to some of his neighbors that there was a guy named Paul Martin who is the Prime Minister of their country. We'll hear more about what Mr. Martin can be expected to find when he gets out there on that photo op this morning, coming up on Metro Morning. So it will be a little less, I guess, than an hour from now that Paul Martin and David Miller will pose for the cameras at 10 San Romano Way, an apartment tower in the middle of troubled Jane Finch. They'll get a tour of the building, they'll make an announcement, and then 1 hour and a half later drift over to the Driftwood Community Center to take questions from the media, and by 11 a.m. they will be gone. Paul Noyan lives in the neighborhood, runs the website jane-finch.com, and he joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, much buzz in the neighborhood about the PM's
run? Actually, not at all. I just heard about it from your producers yesterday. It came as a huge surprise that he'd be coming here. So actually, we had no idea that he was coming down. And this is like probably one of the biggest events to happen in Jane Finch, having the Prime Minister of Canada showing up in our neighborhood.
And when you went to some of your neighbors and you said, Paul Martin's going to be here tomorrow, what sort of response did you get?
Actually, many of them were like, who's Paul Martin? And they don't know the name of our Prime Minister. And it doesn't come as a surprise because a lot of people in the area, they don't vote. And so they wouldn't be involved or be aware of the political stuff that's going on.
Before we move on to the visit, your reaction to that. They don't vote so that the people who may represent their interests don't get elected. It's a rather vicious cycle. To what do you attribute their great detachment from the political process?
I think a lot of people, like a lot of the residents in the Jane Finch area, they feel powerless. And they don't feel like they can affect that much change, so then they tend to ignore, you know, the political climate or whatever. And, hopefully by having someone like Paul Martin come down, it could raise some awareness, but I think most likely it's more of a spectacle, and people, they would see him, but they wouldn't know who he is, but they'll see maybe all the Secret Service around him, and they'll think he's like a celebrity or something.
One senses that he is, I don't like to be too cynical about this, but he and the mayor are looking over the heads of the neighborhood at the cameras from the media. I mean, if so few people knew about it and there were so few announcements in advance, who's this for the benefit of?
I think, obviously it's to show that they care, but I think, I mean, it's, the timing is kind of suspicious because, especially with the whole Gomery thing, so I'm kind of thinking maybe it has something to do with, to deflect from that. Miller, we needed Mayor Miller to come down, you know, during when the times were really bad, like, you know, like when Shaquan was shot, but, you know, he wasn't around. And if it takes someone like Paul Martin to bring Miller out here, I mean, I think there's something to say about that.
What do you expect them to see? Describe this building at San Romano Way and what they are actually going to be looking at.
Well, those are the three buildings right at the intersection of Jane and Finch. They were kind of like the symbolic of the area because that's what you see off the highway. It's like the tallest structure in the neighborhood. And I think that they wouldn't get an accurate view of Jane and Finch.
Where would you send them?
There are a lot of places, like especially the community housing and like some of the places that are a little bit more run down. Because especially at San Romano Way, there was a revitalization project that was being run by Stephanie Payne. So that place is being worked on, it's being cleaned up, and I mean, that's not necessarily the accurate face of Jane Finch. That's just like one aspect, but it's actually a place that's been cleaned up and fixed up. And when they show up at the Driftwood Center, I mean, that place is, there's nothing really bad there, but if...
So what would be the least expected place for them?
Like Shoreham or somewhere at Driftwood or Yorkwoods. I mean, those are known problem areas. They'd probably need like a lot of Secret Service guys to be walking around there.
Have you made any effort to get in touch with anybody about this, to add to their itinerary, as it were? I mean, you only found out about this yesterday.
Yeah, well, I think the mayor's staff knows about my website because I have contacted them in the past regarding looking for funding or some help. So I know they know about the site, but I was surprised that they never gave me any messages or any updates of this event.
There's to be an announcement made. Do you have any idea what that would be? What would you anticipate the announcement to be?
maybe they'll give us money for funding or add some more programs or, you know, whatever.
Hmm. Do you think, we were talking about Jimmy Carter a little while ago, you know, who rolls up his sleeves and gets involved in Habitats for Humanity and builds homes for people who don't have them. What would you, if you were, just not for photo op purposes, if you were going to plan, not only to show him the most deteriorated parts of the neighborhood, what would you do if you had a day with Mr. Martin and you wanted him to really become aware of the good and the bad in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I think the best thing he can do, and not coming down with his whole entourage and having the whole media there and the circus, I think he should come down with a disguise and come at night and actually talk to the real people and not just the community leaders, because they're not, you know, they don't really represent everybody that's there. They need to meet the people who are on welfare, who don't have jobs or who come from, you know, single parent homes. And there's a lot of people that he won't be reaching today because he's going to be in the area for like 90 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, and he could do that, by the way. I believe that Mr. Martin could probably show up in street clothes.
Yeah.
He needs some protection, but he doesn't need the whole entourage. I bet he'd get away with that. What an incredible experience it would be.
Yeah, I think that'd be good to come down and see the real Jane Finch and not just whatever's being prepared for him right now.
Well, should he choose to accept your invitation, let us know the morning after, not the morning before.
Yeah, I doubt he'll be doing that. But I'm glad he's here. I mean, it spices things up. And
Well, the mayor could do that, couldn't he?
The mayor
is a little closer to
well, I guess next time when the Prime Minister comes down, he'll probably come down too.
Jane-Finch.com. There's a hyphen between the two words. Jane-Finch.com is the website Paul Nguyen runs, and the neighborhood lives there, of course, as well. Good luck. You think you'll have a chance to shake the PM's hand today? You going to go back to the hood and...
Hopefully, but it's not.
You've got about an hour. You better get moving.
Yeah, well, traffic, you know, I don't think I'll make it, so too bad for me.
Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul Nguyen, here's Jim.